Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Whatever.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm Monday. Good to see ya.
Get out of here, you.
No, I'm here all day.
Go get us some coffee and donuts.
Maddie is on the show, but someone else is not.
No, they're not. Hold on, let me do this because we need to talk about this. This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. No Bob this week.
No Bob. No Bob this week. And in typical Bob fashion, I said, so what are you doing? Where are you going? No. Like, what are you, what?
So I know where
Big
she went.
No.
I forgot that she was going, but I know where she went because apparently she didn't want to talk about a craft project she'd been working on.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want you to know where she was going.
Yeah, why?
Oh, so you don't know?
No.
Oh, I know.
Wait, you're saying—
How do you all know?
Because she didn't want to tell you.
Well, you weren't here for however many days, so yeah. She spit it out.
Yeah. So she was working on a craft project, a poster.
Okay.
That she was bringing someplace with her, someplace special.
Well, why me? Why can't I know?
I'm gonna start with my first story.
I don't know. No, that's not right.
Do not come.
Ah.
50-mile-per-hour dust storm and high winds threaten Burning Man crowds.
You make it not fun.
I just made it really fun. You're just not listening.
Oh, really? Okay.
Bob went to Burning Man.
Bob went to Burning Man.
And I actually had a really busy weekend with all the different stuff. Just was on the go. And then when I sat down behind my laptop to look at the news and I saw these winds had destroyed all the work, these people, these are the party people, but they're not like my friends. We just wanted to tap a keg and lay in the grass.
Yeah.
These guys, they build giant art installations and campsites and orgy tents and all this stuff that was blown over. They were like,
it's already been really, really bad. I'm looking at a picture here where you really can't see the people. They're walking their bikes and they're all bandanaed up over their faces with their hands over their noses. Like, it's really bad. So I believe this is her first Burning Man.
Yes.
And so she wanted to go. She and her fiance took off. Have we seen her Instagram? Has she put some stuff up about this?
I haven't seen anything about it. No. You know what? How did I not think that? I got up this morning. I'm alive. But I didn't think to look at that and see if she'd posted anything.
Burning Man officials said people are setting up camp in Black Rock City and supporting others where repair work is needed in the aftermath of a very intense Saturday dust storm. Four people sustained minor injuries. The gate to the event was closed for nearly 2 hours as gusts were pummeling tents and art installations across the playa. There were wind gusts over 45 miles per hour for a sustained period of time, and they had gusts up in the mid-50s. So it's okay. If something is windy, you're like, well, you know, the show in Golden Gate Park must go on. It'll be fine. It will be a little harder here. But there, it's a freaking dust storm. Like, it's just, I swear to God, I swear to dog. It seems like Burning Man can't do it. Like, the mud situation from a couple years back, there's always like something that goes down there that it's like, you know, the earth is like, no more of this.
Well,
no more of this.
Weather, you know, related trouble is real.
Right. One time it was like 110 degrees there every single day. Another time it's a complete mud bath where people are like stuck in the mud.
Well, they're.
Although I fell down, I'll never get it. Just leave me here.
You know why they're able to go do that out there, right? Because no one has settled there. Like, there's no homes built there because there's not.
It's
not. And that's part of the appeal, I definitely have. I haven't done it in since I was probably 21. But I've done LSD, and you want to be out in the middle of nowhere, and you want to see the sky, and you want to hear crickets, and you want to be like, everything's more colorful and vibrant than ever before. And believe me, let me finish that story, which is, and then 6 hours later, you're like, I want it to turn off. Mm-hmm. I'm enough already.
Or I'll just take more. I got all week.
Well, I've never done that.
No.
I've never done more than one hit. Mm-hmm. And when it was over, I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Well, it's not a drug party for everybody, but it is a drug party for, I would say, most of the people. Like, everybody I know goes there and they're like, yeah, I'm going to try everything. Whatever's there. I am fully open to all of the things that are available.
I haven't done that stuff as a grown up and won't.
Yeah. John went 2 years in a row and he was just like, I'm too old for this. I can't do it.
Can't do it. Well, especially when, you know, the weather decides to say, here's a curveball.
Yeah. He only had a couple of dust storms, which apparently will roll in whenever they effing feel like it. You know, it's a big, huge, wide open space. I remember watching the first year he was there, I was watching the live feed and they've got like a kind of like a DJ that's, you know, doing like a live stream kind of thing. And so I'm listening to him and I'm looking out at, you can see the man that they're going to burn at the end. And you can see over like the camp, it's like a horseshoe shaped camping area. And I'm looking at it and all the pretty lights going. And then I got up, got myself a water, came back and it was just like dust. And the guy saying, oh yeah, just blew in.
It sounds like hell.
You know, because they came back and they are gray. Like every line of your face is starkly, like you're just covered in dust.
Yeah. And then you have to talk to the people who are so into Burning Man. You just don't know, man. You got to go. Ugh.
Yeah. Also tons of nudity though.
I'm down with that. It's just everything else.
Mostly men though. I'm kidding. Everybody's naked. He said, he was like, I've never seen so many people's wieners. I was like, oh, anything else? Yeah. I saw other stuff too. But I mean, the wieners were the thing that was like, oh boy, there it is. It's, you know, just out.
It's the party people. And no one's there to say, you can't.
No.
Don't.
No, in fact, that's the whole point of it.
Right.
No one's going to say no. And they have medical tents if anything goes horribly wrong. So apparently by yesterday, some of the conditions had improved somewhat. Lower temperatures, reduced wind, partial cloud cover. But they're saying that if you were trying to get in yesterday, it looks like you were parked for 7 hours straight. Like it really does not appear to have gone well this for, they're saying all like so much was not just artworks, but like, stages were bent and destroyed. Coverings on carports were blown off.
A lot of the structures they built as, you know, places to sleep also destroyed.
Yeah, because look, it's very impermanent. At the end of it, supposedly, everything is gone. It's been burned, like all the art's made out of wood so that they can light it up. So this night, this is going to burn. This night, this is going to burn. And so they burn everything. And then everybody's supposed to take absolutely everything. Put your hands up over your head and cough straight. Yeah, do it hard.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm good, yeah. Right. Sorry, what a terrible timing.
Well,
I tried to not have you know, but I guess you knew. Sorry, everyone.
It's kind of hard to miss.
I got a bad sip of coffee and made me cough.
It happens. Ugh, it does.
The worst noise.
It's just bad when it happens on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday's fault.
Anyway, I feel for...
Bob hasn't posted, so I checked. She has not posted at all, and I don't know if they have service out there.
You know, that's...
But that's
probably
either
not.
Way, she's having adventures and she's still seems to be down for that. And that's cool.
Well, it is. It's interesting. I remember being her age, and even though it was a long, long time ago, children, and trying to not let the hours of this job curtail what I wanted to do at night or whatever. I would try and get naps in. I would try and, you know, I would just go hard every weekend. Like I would stay up late. Oh, there's a screen. Yeah, fine. I'll go to it. Oh, there's a midweek show. Sure. I'll go to it. I can do it. And you can do it for a while. And you know, she was saying she goes to bed just way she takes a nap every day. I'm like, oh, that's a rough way to live, splitting your sleep.
You know, we're seeing Bob, who's brand new at these hours and all this stuff, and she's still young. And she's talked already. She's got a wedding on the way, and mm-hmm. she's talked already about how she's having kids. So, squeeze it in.
Do it.
You're not going to be, well, maybe some people do go out there, even though they've got little kids, but.
Sure they do. As long as you've got somebody you can.
You got to have parents around.
Right. Drop them off with.
I wouldn't have been so hard on her as she thinks I would have been. Like, I don't know why she wouldn't tell me she's going to Burning Man. I mean,
apparently, whatever your reaction to it was, she was like, oh, I gotta tell him. She was like, don't tell him, don't tell him.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I just figured that when she asked for the week off, that she must have said something to you about that.
She just said, I'm not going to be here.
I had totally forgotten that it was happening this week. And so when she wasn't, I was like, where's Bob? And Vinny goes, she's having a terrible time.
Well, honestly, I did not know she was off today. I thought because it's two weekends that she was leaving when we're off on Friday and going out for the 3-day, you know, whatever. But
no, she's doing the full experience.
Yeah. Good for her.
It's still hard to get tickets for that. So good for them. I hope she has a great, I mean, it'll be great to hear the stories. If, you know, provided that she survives.
Yeah. And we'll hear some of them. I think she hides what a party girl she is a little bit.
She doesn't hide it from me. It's clear.
Yeah. The fact that she won't answer our questions tells me everything I need to know.
That's exactly right.
And, but I'm happy for her. You know what? I was a burnout by 21. Like, I'd already done it all and was sort of like, I'm over it and I actually got to get off this booze. Like, already at 21, I was done.
Yeah. You'd taken a couple of years off.
I took from 20, I quit. Well, I was 21, but it was in January 1st. I just went, I'm done. And it was easy. I just quit. Then.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I went back and then it didn't, you know, and I think I was telling myself the whole time, you quit like a finger snap. It'll be fine. You probably don't even have a problem.
How long were you sober then?
I would say I was sober for about 4+ years.
Wow. So then by the time I met you, you seemed to be handling it just fine at 28.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. And then by...
Actually, then it was a little longer than that because it was 21. Maybe I was sober about 5. It was like, I'm done.
No
and
problem.
I just stopped. And then when I started again, I started a new problem. And it was fine for a minute. And then it just became, I can't quit this.
Mm. How long?
It's okay. Go ahead.
So we met when you were 28.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
No, I was way younger than that. You're crazy.
Were you?
We met in 96.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm born in 69. You can do the math.
Okay, so you're 27.
Okay. I would even think I was, I mean.
So you must have turned 28 right when we got here. Because you're right. Because I would have been 29 until November of that year.
Okay.
So whatever. So there you are. You're 27. I meet you. We spend a little bit of time in Philly, and then it was 5 years in here, like that before you fell off the show.
What I started doing was I wasn't surfing, I wasn't seeing friends, I was hyper focused on the radio show, and I started this brilliant idea that if I had some drinks before bed, it would help me knock off. And so I'm not saying that I wasn't an alcoholic already or that it wasn't in me. But I started this bad habit of daily having some pops and going to bed early. And I had it all scientifically figured out.
Mm.
It was working.
Did it start to be like, how far in were you like, I think I might have a problem?
There was a point when I switched to whiskey. And that was because I was like,
these beers are so filling.
They're so my belly. And then I got to get up and pee. If I just have less liquid. And that's when it started to. And it went down fast from there. That's when there was like clear
trouble.
Yeah. But, you know, I was born to it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that wasn't going to happen if I didn't have that, you know, brilliant idea.
Right.
And I truly was scientifically had it all figured out. And then it just stopped being manageable. And well, that's when you started going, he's not at work today. And I'm going, yeah, well, I couldn't. I couldn't go.
Just a little too drunk to drive in.
I couldn't go.
Yeah. Those were dark days.
Anyway, I'm glad Bob's out there partying. I'm not even suggesting she has a problem. So I hope that's not what people are picking up. Right. She's fine.
Liking to party does not necessarily mean you're an alcoholic or any kind of addict.
I'm shocked.
It could be a sign.
At how you manage it, to be totally honest with you, because there's times when you've been like so enthusiastic about partying and so like some of the stuff you've told me, I'm like, and then you just stopped, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, then you get to the end of the night and you're like, okay, well, bedtime.
And when you wake up with a hangover, you don't feel like getting a drink.
Yeah,
then.
I know. Yeah. No. Well, I will say that I definitely will wake up on a Saturday morning and be like, well, I'm never drinking again. And then John's like, it's 5 o'clock. He's like, hey, I was thinking of, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'll take it easy tonight. But even in my early 50s, I was still raging.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's been the last, like really the pandemic kind of just, I don't know. It's not all that fun just being drunk at your house. Don't worry, I've done it. But I even like that whole
nitrous phase. When I hear that story, I think, are you kidding me?
Mm.
You were writing songs and hanging with your friends.
I will say though, nitrous is terrible for you and terrible for your brain. And it was, although we did do it plenty of times, we did not do that with any degree of regularity. That was like,
you had the whole setup at your house.
I did have
the setup.
But you'd buy a canister of the cartridges and you would still have that same canister a year later. You know, it just wasn't, it's not the same. Because honestly, I was like, I don't like waking up feeling like this and being like, the next day. Nitrous is not, it's not great. It's huffing, basically. I mean, you are depriving your brain of oxygen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't do it. When you tell kids not to do stuff. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Some things that happened 10 years ago this week after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
That's what you have to do. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jambar. If you're cutting down on processed foods but still crave delicious snacks, you're going to love organic Jambar energy bars. They're locally made, real food bars, are sold at stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets.
Easy to find.
Jambar. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds will give way to sun and much cooler temps. 85 is your high in the Bay Area today as that heat wave we experienced, which was worse than some said, but not as bad as we've seen in the past. Right. This summer's actually been a freaking delight.
Incredibly
for me.
Pleasant.
For me.
Yep.
I'm not
a share of nice warm days.
But I'm not a triple digit guy.
Find me someone who is.
I'm moving out to the desert. Have a good one.
That seems awful.
Yeah. No thanks. Yeah. But okay. Good for you.
So last summer, like remember in Arizona, like every single day was 110 degrees.
Yeah.
Like they broke all the records. It just seems so not good.
Weirdly, we're going to begin with sports today.
Okay.
And then I'll get to some of that other stuff I teased you with. Local women's soccer team, Bay Football Club, Bay FC, played its first game at Oracle Park. They usually play at PayPal Park, which is in San Jose, right by the San Jose Airport. And that's where the Earthquakes play. And that park has a capacity of 18,000. They played at Oracle and drew 40,000.
Oh my God.
40,000 people came out to watch Bay FC play against the Washington Spirit.
This is women's soccer.
Women's soccer.
40,000 fans.
40,000 fans. So on top of the Valkyries
Incredible.
Selling out almost every
game.
Is it every game?
I think they did 17 straight sellouts or something.
It's amazing. Yep. And I went and loved the game.
The Valkyries.
Yeah, the competition was great. The presentation or the show they put on was even better.
Mm.
Like, I really felt like this is better than a Warriors game. I mean, they don't have staff. I mean, there's that. But, yeah.
But they've got stars and there's, you know.
It was epic. The Valkyries was epic. And it seems there's a thirst for women's sports in the Bay Area. So rad.
Clearly.
Way to go, everyone.
40,000 people.
They say Bay FC usually draws around 13,400 fans, again, at San Jose's PayPal Park, which is right by the airport.
Is that like fully sold out? Is that?
No, that's 18,000 capacity. So it's a little less than sold out, but it sounds like, look, if you're in San Francisco, you have access to all kinds of entertainment all the time. And that's just to add that to it.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your day and go, you know what I'm doing? I'm gonna go see this game. And make history. So it's really cool. I love it. Also, Brandi Chastain is involved.
Oh.
She's a co-founder.
I love her.
You love her too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to do a couple events with her and just smitten.
Yeah. Way back in the day, you remember, we were good friends with her.
We were.
We stayed in touch quite a bit.
We did.
She was on all the time. Anyway, there it is. Bay FC. They didn't win the game, but they did, in fact, show well.
Mm.
And everybody came out and had a great time. And even the other team was like, 40,000 people came to this game.
This is pretty good. We like
this.
We've
never had that kind of crowd turnout. So it's impressive. It's really cool. And it's already got Bay FC going, maybe we can move.
Mm, maybe.
I also wanted to mention that the 49ers beat the Chargers and football's on. Like, next week is when it all begins. We're there.
Does it start this Thursday or does it start on Sunday?
Let me look that up. I don't know exact day, but we are done with the preseason at this point and we're moving it. So college football started, but only a few of the teams played.
We play Sunday.
It goes full on.
I mean, Saturday. West Virginia.
Play Saturday. Right. Okay. I was like, Sunday? That's the other league. Let's see. NFL schedule. Hold on. Checking. The first game is this Thursday, September 4th. Is
that's
that
the
first
regular? That's next
Thursday.
Week. That doesn't seem right.
No, I think they do have a week between the scrimmage games and the real season.
Oh, so you're saying there's no regular season football games this weekend?
I don't
think
so.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
I don't
checking.
Like that.
21st. 22nd, 23rd, nope. And then we jump to the 4th. So not this Thursday, next Thursday the season begins.
All right.
Yay! That's what I'm seeing in front of me right now. If you see something different, feel free. But the Niners won, and we're ready for the season to begin. Yay, football!
Da-da-da-da-da-dum!
Go ahead. Just real quick, we got a text that said, hey fam, is there any update on the adoption of Scott Budman? Betsy from San Rafael is sitting on Odyssey. Scott sent me a text. Not only was that dog adopted, a ton of dogs were adopted, and a lot of them came from us, from our
listeners. Oh, that's great. So
Scott
Antioch
sent me a big thank you note, and just wanted to pass that along.
Scott
Budman has a home.
I saw him do it. He did a video, and he said, you know, these shelters do great work, and they also know that people in the media, like myself, are egomaniacs, and so by naming the dog Scott Budman, it was sure to get a lot of run. And I don't know if he had said anything, but we advertised it like crazy for him.
I think they should name dogs after everybody on the show.
I'm down.
I'd love that.
Well, and I think it was the Antioch Animal Shelter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they got cleaned out or they still have
plenty of dogs, but they did a few dogs got adopted this weekend. So.
Oh.
So here are some things that happened 10 years ago this week.
I like these.
These are fun. And some are stinky and I won't bother you with them. But apparently Burger King tried to team up with McDonald's on a McWhopper. They floated the idea in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune.
Oh.
They posted an open letter to McDonald's saying, we should do a McWhopper. It's a Big Mac Whopper mashup.
Hmm.
They wanted to do it for International Peace Day on September 21st.
Oh.
That day doesn't seem to have caught, does it?
No, I didn't realize that was... So this is 2025, and they're like, people are doing mashups all the time. We got Peace Day coming up. This Let's call a truce for...
This was 10 years ago this week. And McDonald's said, no thanks.
Oh.
Never happened. let's see here. What? Everyone thought James Earl Jones died. 2015 was a big year for fake celebrity deaths.
Oh.
There had already been a string of bogus rumors about Willie Nelson, Martin Lawrence, Michael Jordan, and Beyonce.
Oh.
And then there was a story, and, you know, James Earl Jones, he lived a long life. Is he still alive? He's not.
No, he died, but he died.
He was 84 at the time when the fake news of his death.
I feel like he died before the pandemic, but I'm never sure what happened.
Oh, he died 9 years later in 2024 at 93.
Oh, geez, he just died last year.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But his voice lives on.
Yeah.
He sold the rights.
Luke.
There was a costume.
I am your father.
A Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume had people up in arms. Has it been 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
It, now that you say it, I guess it has been.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
It's been a while. Hold on.
It's been 10 years.
It's hard to believe we've even heard about the Kardashians for 10 years. Those people. I really thought, well, that's a flash in the pan.
There was a cheap wig and an outfit put together based on the Vanity Fair cover.
Oh.
And you can see the guy on the left there dressed as Caitlyn.
I don't understand why people get upset about things. Like, I feel like she was a thing that happened. I know. I get it.
I don't understand either.
I know.
Usually, I mean, there was a time when you'd go, just change the channel. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You don't have to get all outraged.
I guess we all need something to be outraged about. It's just, I feel like when something enters the, you know, pop culture, the way that the Kardashians and specifically Bruce becoming Caitlyn and posing, and I feel like, of course that was a Halloween costume.
Critics said it mocked the transgender community and promoted transphobia by turning Jenner's transition into a joke.
So I guess anything that mimics any person has turned it into a joke.
I guess.
It's okay.
By the way, Caitlyn started taking her hormones in the late 80s and didn't fully transition until 2015.
Well, I remember like, because there were rumors about all of this, but then I remember there was a surgery where she got her Adam's apple shaved down and I went, oh, this is happening. And it was really right after that.
Yeah, that she made her debut.
That was like almost the final piece of the puzzle.
Right.
So anyway, that was 10 years ago. I had no idea it's been 10 years.
Incredible.
Taylor Swift, pardon me, brought Lisa Kudrow on stage for...
Smelly Cat.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago this week. Also, everyone was naming their dog Bella.
Because of Twilight. Bella.
And the Big Bang Theory actors were making all the money in the world as Jim Parsons made $29 million doing a 30-minute once-a-week TV show. And I'm not trying to diminish him. He was a huge star.
Yes.
But dang, that's good work if you can get it.
What is Jim Parsons' net worth currently?
$300 million.
$200 million.
$160 million. Who did we look up earlier that we could not believe? Oh, it was Harry Shearer.
Yes.
Who is like really, you know, he's a big voice on The Simpsons. And I first saw him ever in Spinal Tap, but he's done tons of movies.
Is that a point? What do you think? Did I get a point for that?
What?
The network?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess you were the closest.
All right.
What do you think Harry Shearer's worth?
$200 million.
I believe that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you said that about Harry Shearer? Okay,
yeah, about then Harry I'll say,
this was off the air, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. $210 million.
You want to do the right guess?
No, you go ahead.
$85 million, which seems impossibly low to think that...
Do I want to cheat right in front of his face? No, I
don't.
You want
to just take a point from him?
No.
Net zero?
No, I do not want to do that.
No. Mm. Missed opportunity.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Fast facts.
PowerPoint was originally developed in 1987 as a program for Apple computers called Presenter.
Oh.
Microsoft wound up buying it for $14 million and launching their own version in 1990.
Oh.
And then it became...
the thing.
Well.
What's it worth now? PowerPoint.
No idea. Mm. But I know that business people, and I'm thinking of my wife in this situation where she has said many times, like, oh, the mic, and I guess it's ecosystem. Is that it? Like, where you've got all the Microsoft stuff and you use all of it and it kind of all works together.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's the word that I was looking for. But she loved Microsoft. And I think what you've worked with is what you get used
to. These are my tools.
And then she switched companies and was like, they use Google. And then had to get used to the whole new thing.
Right.
It's called a walled garden.
A walled garden.
That is what they call when you're using one, like if you're a Microsoft person or an Apple person. I can't find out how much PowerPoint is worth because it's just part of Microsoft. But guess how much Microsoft is worth?
Microsoft has got to be worth $1 trillion.
$1 trillion and one.
$3.7 trillion.
Oh, boy.
That's a point for you, Vinny.
Thank you. Microsoft is quietly still really relevant, and you just don't hear about them. And
I'm using them right here.
We worked with them, and they were gonna launch launching a phone. They gave me a phone and had me using it, and I was trying to make it work, but they were
Windows
so far
phone.
Behind everything else that I couldn't. I was like, you guys, I can't even lock this phone. If I left it somewhere, it didn't have a lock. Like anyone would be able to open it up and go, hey, he's got Sarah Clark's number in here.
I'm going to call her.
What's up, Sarah?
Oh, hey, Benny.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
You guys, come on. Anyway. And then they abandoned the whole idea.
Mm.
Princess Diana.
Yes.
And Prince Charles had only been together in person 13 times before their wedding day in 1981.
Lucky. But she'd only been with him for 13 times. Yeah, they were, that's an arranged marriage, right?
They found
him a virgin.
Is that?
Supposedly. She's like a virgin, blue blood teacher.
Do they?
In fact, you remember the show?
Announce that on the evening news? Like, how do the royals find?
They look for someone with breeding. We definitely need an influx of new genes.
Wow. So there was the search was on for a virgin say, blue blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Descended of the lords and ladies of the realm. Like, I think her dad was...
She's related all the way back to, like, Anne Boleyn. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was the 1500s.
Yeah.
How old were they? How old was she?
Young.
She was like in her teens?
No, but she was maybe 22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was real young.
She was young.
She was a teacher.
There was a picture of her as, you know, like get to know your new princess. And she was wearing a skirt and she was backlit by the sun and you could see the silhouette of her legs and everyone, my God, my eyes have been burned out.
Oh, it was too hot for the royals.
It was too hot for the royals. They were like, oh. But, you know, somebody's paparazzo had taken a picture of her. Where is her slip? Where is her modesty? She's not demure.
You two seem to know stuff about this, so let me ask you a question. Did she want the gig? Like, they're looking around. Does she go, I'm a virgin, and I have some history?
A lot of times the families play a role in that.
But she was in. She loved him. Like, that was the hard part. Like, that was the deal. Like, she loved him.
Oh.
And he was never... there because he was already in love with Camilla Holt Parker,
who was divorced.
He was in love with Camilla before he married this young lady?
Yeah, supposedly they knew each other. But she, but I think because she'd been divorced,
yeah, he couldn't marry her.
He couldn't marry her.
Couldn't marry her. And I think actually when they met, she was married.
Oh, I'll take a bride. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a mess. And but that's why the rift happened is, I mean, it was all Camilla and him just being a jerk to her a lot.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
She was only 20 when she got married.
20. Oh, my God.
Oh, so she was very young.
Very young.
Yeek. Well, there you go. They'd she only the been maiden. Together in person 13 times before they married in 1981. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my. Looks like they're cleaning house at SNL for this next season. Yikes. Oh, that's the wrong button.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by...
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.